Welcome to your Giants in 90. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. And as the Giants get ready to take on the Atlanta Falcons, we know they've lost three of their starting offensive linemen so far this season. So JPP's got to be excited to go up against an offensive line like that. Well, let's find out.
Really, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, we want to go out and do what we got to do best, and that's to win a football game. You know, their offensive line banged up. That's not our problem. You know, our problem is to stop the running and get to the quarterback and get off third downs off the field and give our offense a chance to win and get on the field and produce points. That's our job.
All right, Paul, so we just heard from JPP. He's got to be really excited to try to get after Matty Ice with that offensive line.
Well, you know, there's a lot of responsibility on the Giants front for Anita, because the Giants aren't doing a lot of blitzing so far during this early part of the season. They're getting pressure with the defensive line solely, which is a low-risk situation. That's what they want to be able to do. Now, Atlanta, with 24 big plays this year, that's a play of 20 or more yards, leads the NFL, and seven of those have gone for touchdowns. Now, if Matty Ice is going to get those big plays, he's got to have time.
All right, well, let's talk about his wide receivers. If he's not going to have time, do you think they're going to stick to those kind of quick five-yard-out slant routes as well?
Well, that's something that they're going to try to do, but it's really not their game. Julio Jones is used to going downfield. Roddy White's got a little bit of a hammy situation, so that's why he hasn't been as productive as in recent memory, but I still think they're going to try to go deep.
Great stuff. Paul Dottino, Anita Marks for your Giants in 90.